Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network.
Things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, presented by Monte Alban No. 2 Mexican Restaurant and Radio Alabama Sports. Now, here are Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you here on a Thursday night, the Football Fiesta, live from Monte Alban No. 2 on the Ashland Square. Again, this is Rusty Taylor, and I'm joined by Coach Jerry Weems and Coach Herron. We've talked in the past a little bit about taking a vacation. We took a little vacation.
We had a little vacation.
But it is good to be back.
Oh, it's wonderful to be back. It's good to get away for a little while, but it's always good to get back into your routine. And we are proud to be back here tonight at Monte Alban 2, right here on the square, and back at it. And it means by being here again, hey, that tells us that kickoff to this season is not far away.
It is. We had a fall jamboree, which we'll be talking about a little bit later last Friday night. We'll be going over some things from that just to kind of lay out the show. Coach Horn will be coming in, spending a little time with us as well. We'll be on from 6 to 7, so you won't want to miss a beat of it. And then we're going to go into our schedule and kind of our opponents, our region, and other things. The preseason 5A top 10 we'll be talking about. And we'll have an hour full, so you won't want to miss any of it. But it is good to be back here, right back where we were at.
Exactly.
It's kind of right back at the setup right here in the window at Monte Alban No. 2. And this has always been a fun show. Mm-hmm. It's always fun to broadcast. It's fun to do the stuff in the mornings we do. But this has always been special, and it is so good to be back.
And you know, Rusty, having been away for a whole season, we've got so much information tonight, I don't know if we can cover it all.
Well, that's normally the case. We think we know what we're going to do, but we get part of it in, and then we try to arrange to get the rest of it in, maybe in the pregame show tomorrow. But we are excited about that. We'll go ahead and share that. Our pregame show will kick off tomorrow at 6:30. We'll be live from down at Roanoke, Alabama, for the Hanley game. And we'll be talking also about Hanley today. I didn't even share about that. So we've got a lot to go over. We're going to have a busy hour, but we're excited about it. But what's it like for you guys to be back in here?
Oh, I'm delighted to be back. And it just tells me, with this being the first show, that we're right on the verge of starting a new football season. And, you know, we've waited for it. You know, actually, we just played Hanley two games ago, if you've thought about that.
I really hadn't.
And we played them our 10th game last year and then played one playoff game. And now we're playing them tomorrow night. So we've talked a lot about
just one game in between them. And that seems like forever ago. Last week, just being a jamboree, it don't really count as a game. But we'll be going over that in a little bit. Coach Herron?
Oh, it's good to be back here. It's good to be back with part of the Radio Alabama Foundation. Working through them, Classic Country 90.9, part of that Radio Alabama Foundation family, and the opportunity again to working with those guys and to be part of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, and tying that in with things we're able to do in the mornings and being able to broadcast and be a part of all the good things going on with Clay Central Athletics.
Well, right here on Classic Country 90.9, the home of all Central Athletics. You'll be hearing more about other sports that we're going to be doing and other things we're going to be doing. Then as Coach Horn makes his way in, we'll bring him in just a second. But we've Herron, I've got to mention, we've got a lot of different people in here. We've got
look
a lot
at
of players.
Yes,
we've
absolutely.
Got cheerleaders. We've
almost
got
a full house.
We've got multiple coaches in here that's here. So it is that always makes it special.
Oh,
I think that's one of the things that makes it special. It's appreciated by them, and that's really the reason we do it. We do it for the fans back at home. We do it for the players. We do it for the coaches, and it's really always fun to do. So
Well, we're here, you know, we're right here on the square. We're right next door to our First Bank of Alabama Studios in Monte Albán number 2. We've got, as you said, Taylor, we've got fans, we've got players, cheerleaders, coaches coming in. I mean, it's just, this is like, you know, it's almost like a, you know, Thursday night, the pregame has started. You know, it's like, and it just builds from now through the day tomorrow and through, you know, the pregame where you Coach Williams come on tomorrow
this
at
many
6:30.
People, this many people the first week.
Right.
I mean, it's just going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. And until 7 o'clock tomorrow night when that ball's kicked off and you guys begin the broadcast and telling us of what's going on with the 24 season as the Vols, you know, taking on the Hanley Tigers, kicks it off tomorrow night.
Well, I tell you what, let's do. Let's go ahead and make a quick look back. We're going to have Coach Hornet at 6:15.
Okay.
Is that the plan?
That'd be good.
If that's good,
we'll make it happen.
As he's made his way in, but
he's in the house.
Let's quickly look back at last week's game. We don't have official stats or anything like that, but let's look back at the Jamboree game and the Fall Jamboree that was hosted against Southside. Southside's a 5A team that went to the playoffs, a playoff team with 8 wins. They kind of unexpectedly lost in the playoffs. To them, I think they expected to win that game back in 23. But going into their season, a new coach, but they have moved up to 6A. And just huge linemen. We talked about it a lot. But when you look back at Friday night, it was pretty much total domination, just to be honest, from the Volunteers on the fronts and, you know, in skills and everywhere, but mainly up front, which was a big, I don't want to say a surprise, but we didn't really expect it, so I guess it was a surprise.
Well, our coaching staff had a lot of concern going into that game about the size of the Southside offensive line going up against our really undersized defensive front. But our defensive line used their quickness, their athleticism, and just completely manhandled the big guys. By running in gaps, getting off blocks, doing some slanting and some other movements, and the big guys could not keep up with them, and then the other side of the ball was a mismatch too, because you know we ended up on some unofficial stats, we ended up with close to 150 yards rushing in basically 2 quarters. You know the starters only played 2 quarters, so. We had 150 yards over that time, and we held them to less than 50 yards rushing. So that tells you right there that we were in control of the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football.
And as you looked at that, Taylor, from the offensive side especially, is watching those 2 quarters when the starters were in there, you know, and kind of concentrating and looking at our offensive linemen, you know, at times it seemed like they missed some blocks. They had some first, second step issues. They had some head placement issues. But as the coaching staff went back and graded that half out, those 2 quarters out, you know, all 5 of those guys wind up grading in the blue. You know, once it was figured out. So that's, you know, that and in the blue, what that means for those that may not know, you know, it's a percentage. And if that percentage of positive play, you know, on the offensive line is 70 or higher, then that's in the blue. That's kind of the goal every week. If you can be, you know, 70% or higher on your plays being positive, then that's a good thing. And again, after some film review but all the issues that we saw there and the coaches, you know, pointed out, the good thing about it's all correctable. And you know, at now they've had that game experience, you know, in that situation. Now, you know, this week to work on it, and now headed down to Hanley in Roanoke tomorrow night, and hopefully some of those issues from last week won't be there this week.
And when you look at the other side of the ball, our defensive front, Trendon Glenn, who played a lot last year, looked extremely quick. And then LaShanian Hardy and Miles Parker, also the nose guard and the other tackle, all 3 of those guys had good games. They made big plays that put the Southside offense in some bad situations. And I'm really excited about our defensive team. And even the inside linebackers both knew Cam Mullins and Amari Ward. So I think we've got some stuff here to look forward to on the defensive side.
one thing looking at the defense that stood out to me, because those front three did so much and they wanted to throw the ball so much, the linebackers, I mean, I know they got some film on them, but they didn't get their normal – I mean, they didn't get a lot of opportunity, to be honest, with you, like they normally would. Damari Whetstone, J.T. Wilkerson, kind of the same way. The secondary got to play, but we got two guys with a lot of experience. J.T. Wilkerson making the move from safety down to outside linebacker. Obviously, he's got the size to do that. J.T. feels like he's been playing forever, and he's just a junior. That's an exciting thing because he has been starting on defense for 2 years, mm-hmm. You know, started as a ninth grader. So making that move down, giving some of those guys, just think about the speed we have in the secondary with Taylor Boyd, you know, Deshaun Gibbons, Kevin Cherry, and some other guys that'll be getting looks back there. That defense has got a lot of speed.
And you mentioned this, you know, those three guys on the front, their normal job is to take up blockers and engage blockers and free the inside linebackers up. But the ones on the front are making the plays, and that's a sure sign of dominance when that happens.
Let's look real quick back at the offense. We've mentioned them, Coach Heron, obviously we've talked about the offensive line. You know, something we didn't see is really us getting in the wishbone. We know that's in the package.
Sure.
But we mainly worked out of the spread, I think, which it lends with Soap or Deshaun Gibbons at quarterback. It leads to using his talents a little better when you are in the spread. But that was also to get a look at a lot of different things. We know that. But I thought saying that, Soap looked really good in his first opportunity to play quarterback since junior high.
Right.
I mean, he has not been getting reps. He hadn't been in the depth chart at quarterback. His arm strength is really good. He did have one interception, but I think, you know, a receiver could have probably helped him out there. It wasn't really a bad throw.
Right.
So I thought, you know, Deshaun had a really good night for his first night on the football field. And that game, playing that fall jamboree, was probably as important for him as it was for anybody.
I agree. You know, and it's, you know, last year, if we think back to last season, the Vols opened the year up with a game, with just, a game right out of the chute, a game one. And when you do that, and it's an old coaching saying, Coach, and we've talked about it for years and we've always heard it, you're going to improve the most between game one and game two. That's going to be the biggest week improvement that you see. So being able to have that time last week, even though the starters only played a half, you know, two quarters, but have that time under the lights against an opponent, getting that on film, now they can go back and the mistakes that were made can be correct. You know, across that offensive line, you had, it's a group of four juniors and a senior. You know, it's Chance Helms at center, J.D. Owens at right guard, Cole Rice at left guard, Noah Peterson at right tackle, and Dewey Brown at left tackle, and Owens at right guard being the only senior there. So you got some guys that they hadn't played together yet, you know, as starters, and it's a group that the coaches really feel, as they gain that experience, and the only way to get it is to play, and they go through the year, that unit should improve, which is going to allow our more experienced skill players to be able to do even a few more things as the year goes along. And the offense should be really fun to watch as they even develop their skills and as they work together throughout the year.
And Rusty, you talking about Soap at quarterback, it's not like the typical first-year starter at quarterback, because Soap's got some things going for him. Like, number one, he's smart. He's football-wise. And number two, he's a competitor. And those are two things a lot of times that you can't coach. And Soap has both of those qualities. And as a result, I think he's going to do a great job quarterbacking.
Well, I'm excited to watch him as we move forward. What we're going to do right now, we're going to take a little break, run a couple spots. We're going to get Coach Horn in here with us and have a little discussion over this next 10 to 15 minutes or so to him about last week, and then, of course, moving forward in the Hanley. So you'll want to stick around right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network in Football Fiesta Live from Monte Alba number 2 on the Ashland Square.
AltaPoint Health needs caring people to support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then AltaPoint Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse diverse programs, and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Clay Central Athletics.
As you head out to support your boys of fall, know that the team at First Bank of Alabama is prepared to take care of your financial needs, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama. We have the products, services, and the most valuable people to allow you to bank when you want, where you want, and how you want, so you can focus on your favorite team. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine serves the greater Coosa Valley and East Central Alabama area. Dr. Anthony Trapiano and his team at Coosa Valley Orthopedics. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine serves the greater Coosa Valley and East Central Alabama area. Dr. Anthony Trapiano and his team at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine focus on orthopedic care and sports medicine, offering treatment for various conditions related to bones, joints, and muscles. With a commitment to comprehensive care, Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine supports individuals with medical needs related to orthopedic health. More information is online at cbhelp.net.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta live from Monte Albán number 2 on Ashland Square. We're bringing in Coach Horn. Coach, pull your mic down there. Well, Coach Heron's got your mic up on top of your head there, and we'll get him fixed up.
There we're going.
We'll get him fixed up here, but we're right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Heron just threw you in there. There we go. You ready? Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time here on the first Football Fiesta to come in, spend a little time with us, and talk to us about last week and then moving forward into tomorrow night. But before we really get into that, I know this is one of the first times on the air it is really the first time we've had you on, other than on the broadcast in the mornings at Three Point Stance. How would you, looking back, you didn't do a spring, first time, I guess, in your career that you didn't do a spring, and you went into the summer, and now things turn around quickly in the fall. How has all that went leading up to where we're at now?
Well, during the spring, I didn't like it because you don't really – you can't have any kind of physical contact, and that was kind of awkward, you know, because usually I judge the spring, you know, on the physicality, and some of the younger ones, you know, you get a better look at. But now I'm glad we did it, because we had 4 weeks to, you know, get ready for a first game and 3 weeks to get ready for a jamboree. So, you know, now that it's all said and done, I would probably do it again, just because you know, if you got a zero date. Now, if I didn't have a zero date, I'd probably have spring. But now, since we got a zero date, I think it's the best way to go.
Well, let's look back at last week's game against Southside. The Southside Panthers, obviously a 5A team last year, made the move up to 6A. You know, a playoff team there in 5A last year. They do have a new coach, but a lot of big size up on the front. But how did you feel that your team performed? Obviously the score shows they performed well, but overall, after watching film, how did you feel about it?
Well, I thought our defensive line held their own. You know, there was a couple times that they, you know, mauled us a little bit, and there was a couple times that they themselves missed assignments. You know, on the two sacks, you know, the first sack, Trendon caused a fumble, then we recovered it. You know, they didn't lay a hand on him that time, and that was just a mistake by the offensive line. And the other time when Miles made his sack, they didn't lay a hand on him. So, you know, they'll get better on the offensive line doing, you know, picking up the stunts and all that. But overall, you know, defense, and I thought, you know, we did a, you know, they broke a run or two here and there. But overall, you know, I thought the defense did well. And, you know, I thought other than a lot of penalties on on the offensive side. I thought the offense, we threw the ball a little bit more, and we're going to throw the ball a little bit more than, you know, we have in the past, but I think that's part of you know, our talent this year. So, you know, I was pleased. Of course, obviously, there's some mistakes that we went over, and the, you know, special teams, you can't really get a real good look at it because it was all dummy, but, you know, we got some errors there that's kind of a concern, but, you know, hopefully tomorrow night we'll come out and play well or play better than we did last week.
Do you think, Coach, this year because of, you know, we're going to be undersized almost every week, you know, in 5-8 play on our defensive front, will we see more movements, more stunts, more alignment, changes in alignment and this type of thing to take advantage of our quickness and not being as big as normal?
Yeah, I think so. We're gonna stem a little bit and move people around and probably slant a little bit more, and you know, we can't do it every play, but you know, the thing about you know, stunting and slanting is if you don't hit the right hole, then it could possibly turn out to be a big play from the offensive standpoint. So, you know, we got to stay in our gaps there, and when we are moving a little bit, and yeah, we're a little undersized, but you know, we were a little undersized last year too, and played fairly well because we had two, you know, inside linebackers that were, you know, one was a 3-year starter and the other one was a 2-year starter last year, so that made it a little bit easier on the inside. And this year, you know, we got two new starters on the inside linebacker, 10th grader and 11th grader. So, you know, I think we got a chance to be pretty good defensively. I think it's going to take a little time, you know, for some of these youngsters to get some experience there. But, you know, I feel good about the skilled people, the secondary. And so it'll take a little time there. But, you know, from a defensive standpoint, you know, I don't know whether we're going to be as good as we were last year because we had a lot of seniors on there. But, you know, over time, we'll make some adjustments and get better.
Well, looking at the depth chart, only three seniors start on defense, all three of them in the secondary. And I guess if you have to have seniors, that's where you would want them, is on the back end of the defense.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to give up any big plays, and you know, I feel good about, you know, our skilled people in the secondary, and you know, on the front line, it's just going to take some time, and you know, Coach B always does a good job of, you know, scouting another team and moving people around, and you know, I'm excited about you know, the two inside, and I coached the inside linebackers, and they've made a lot of improvements since, you know, earlier in practices. And you know, I feel good about it.
Well, Coach, let's shift back over to the offensive side of the football. New quarterback, Deshaun Gibbons, but, you know, a multi-year starter that's played multiple positions in secondary, obviously still getting some reps there at cornerback. But How did you feel about his performance coming into his first game and really the first snaps he's took as a quarterback, to my knowledge, since his junior high days?
Well, I was impressed with him last week. I think he gives us a real true dual threat there at quarterback. And, you know, he can run or he can throw it, and he's got a good arm. And I know he threw an interception, but I think that was as much as the receiver's fault, you know, as it was his. You know, he got to come back to the ball, but I mean, I don't know how we didn't keep stats. I don't even know how many we attempted, how many we completed. But, I mean, he can throw the ball. He's got different arm angles where, you know, he can shoot the ball out there on the RPO. And you know, Soap's a winner, and he's a good athlete. So, you know, I feel good about, and we ask him a lot. Sometimes I think a little bit too much, you know, on some of his reads. But he's going to be fine.
Well, Coach, let's, again, getting LaDainian Boyd back and Kevin Cherry, two guys. You know, you lost Kevin pretty early in the season there to his collarbone injury, and then LaDainian late for a leg injury. But what is it like to get those two guys back? And really, Kevin, his burst of speed you know, both of them are really fast and good backs, but, you know, they're different. But seeing both of those guys back, that's got to be an unbelievable feeling to have both those guys back.
Well, it's a great feeling as long as they stay healthy. And, you know, last year it hurt us. I mean, when your top two running backs are out, you know, it hurts. But, you know, hopefully, you know, so far I've been really impressed with, you know, Kevin. He's come in and he does have a burst of speed that he can break one. And, you know, LaDamian is not quite where he was last year, but as the season goes on, I look forward to get back to where he was. And it just takes time, you know, and you know, that's a good 1-2 punch we got there. And then, you know, we got, you know, Damari, he can come in there and more of a power back. And then we, you know, we got LaDamian's brother, Taylor, that, you know, can come in there some. So right now, well, we started this way last year. We had a lot of depth, but, you know, it quickly kind of shrunk a little bit last year. But, you know, if we can keep them healthy, we'll be fine.
Well, before we let you go, we don't want to keep you too long. Again, we appreciate you coming by. We want to look at our opponent, and you know, you got a little film on them, obviously, from their fall jamboree. Like we played, they played Randolph County, but I mean, they're a team that, you know, Coach Strain, you know what he's going to do and what he's going to try to do, and it don't change from junior high up. I mean, you know what you're looking at. So, but what do you expect to see out of the Hanley Tigers tomorrow night?
Well, they're not quite as big as they have been, but I think they're quicker, and you know, you ask me whether you go up against size or quickness, I'd say size. Of course, you like them, you know, big and quick. But I mean, they got decent size. They average on defense front around 220, and offense line around 225, 230, which that's good size. But they're quick, and they're skilled people. You know, Hanley's Hanley. You know, they're always going to have speed and quickness, you know, playing them the first game is, you know, something we haven't done. But, you know, we're familiar with them and they're familiar with us, so it's not like, you know, somebody else that would be playing and you don't know a whole lot about them. Although the personnel is different, but the schemes and all are basically the same. So, you know, I just look forward, like any other Central versus Hanley game. You know, it's going to be physical. It's going to be some really good speed on the field, and you know, you just the team probably that makes the fewest mistakes is, you know, going to win.
And you know, Coach, with our early exit last year from the playoffs, tomorrow night will be this will make in our past three games, two of them versus Hanley. Have you thought about that?
No, I haven't. I hadn't thought about that. But
of course, it's going to be a different situation. I mean, the personnel for each side has changed so much that I don't think that's a factor. But, you know, I'm ready for the game. We've talked to you a couple of times this week. We've talked to Larry a couple of times. It's time to put all this talk aside and start playing.
Well, I'm ready. You know, it's been a long time coming, it seems, you know. 4 weeks of preseason practice is a lot, but of course, obviously, you need it. And yeah, you know, I think the players are excited, and I'm sure they're excited. And, you know, it's first game; everybody's, you know, excited to see football back, and you know, that'll be a good game.
Well, Coach, we're gonna cut you loose and let you go. We know you don't. This is Thursday night. It's kind of your early night. If you get any break, it may be Thursday night, so we won't let you go. But we thank you for coming by and spending this time with us right here on Football Fiesta. And we look forward to tomorrow night. Good luck and go Vols.
All right, thank you.
Keep with us right here on Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
AltaPoint Health needs caring people to support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then AltaPoint Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
Ashland Auto Parts, locally owned and operated, says go Vols. They specialize in heavy truck service and equipment and industrial and farm equipment. They also serve the needs of local poultry house owners and loggers. Jim, Jack, Ralph, Logan, or Sharon at Ashland Auto Parts. Open Monday through Saturday. Ashland Auto Parts, Highway 9 and 2nd Street in downtown Ashland.
The Radio Alabama Foundation is sponsored by loyal listeners and by First Capital Insurance in Lineville. Are you looking for peace of mind? At First Capital Insurance, we've got you covered. From your home to your car to your business to life insurance, we offer tailored coverage that fits your needs and budget. Our expert team is here to guide you through every step, ensuring that you get the protection that you deserve. First Capital Insurance, located at 575 College Street in Lovell. Their phone number is 256-396-2131.
Frank's Point of View is an RV campground in Ashland, Alabama, situated with views of the Talladega National Forest. The campground features camping and RV sites with access to hiking trails, nature walks, and grassy areas. Frank's Point of View is known for its scenic nighttime vistas. More details about Frank's Point of View campground amenities and features are available online at frankspointofview.com or 256-378-1201.
Harris Plumbing and Electric is Ashland's DIY store. They have all your gardening products, along with everything to take care of the inside and outside of your home. Heck, they even have ice cream makers and knives. If you need it, they have it or will get it for you. Think local. Harris Plumbing and Electric on 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland, across from the Ashland City Library.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán number two. As we've just had our little conversation with Coach Horn. We again appreciate him always coming in with us wherever we're located, whether it's us coming to him or in the studio over at Monte Albán. He always takes the time to come in and share with us about the Central Volunteers. But Coach Heron, you gave your headset up and took a little time. Did you get to hear any of that?
I was busy. I had the crunch of chips and salsa in my head, so I didn't get to hear much of that.
Mr. Perryman shared some of that with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, he offered.
Well.
So, I mean, it was right there in front of me.
Are you going to get some to carry home?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I didn't eat that much. Yeah,
I'm going to carry some home.
Yeah, I am too.
Well, he talked to us about what we expected, but he was very proud of his team, just
sure,
as we were moving into and talked about the Hanley Tigers. So let's talk about them a little bit more. We know you guys have a little bit, and I want to give you guys the opportunity to share about our opponent tomorrow night, a team that we've been the only school that we've played every year since Central started.
We sure have.
As the Hanley Tigers. So that's a neat thing to keep going, and it don't look like there's no immediate end inside, especially with Coach Strain at the helm.
Well, we're going into this will be actually the 13th season. I mean, can you believe it? We've had 12 seasons of Central Clay County Volunteer Football, so we're getting ready to start the 13th season tomorrow night. This will be the 13th meeting between our volunteers of Central Clay County and the Hanley Tigers. You know, in that series, you know, wins and losses, Central, you know, we're leading the way there with a nine wins and against only three losses to Hanley in that time. But it's been, you know, other than a couple of years, it's been a fairly tight series, you know, most of those games. And it only comes down to, you know, just a mistake here and there. But they are, as you mentioned, Taylor, it started with Coach Battles there, and then it continued with Coach Strain there. And it's been a good series for Central. Hanley would say it's been a good series for them, because as both coaches have told us this week, as we've talked to them, I mean, you know what you're going to get, and you're going to get a well disciplined team, a very physical team, a team that's going to play with great effort, and it's, you know, and playing it first is good, I think, a good thing. I mean, you find out right out of the gate. Exactly. You're going to find out a lot of things about your team, whether you're Coach Horn or Coach Strain, you know, at Hanley. They're going to, Saturday morning when they get in there and start breaking that film down after they've watched it on Friday night, I mean, there's a lot of questions about their teams will be answered by 10 o'clock, 10:30 tomorrow night.
For sure. I asked that before, but I asked it on this show. You kind of answered it there. How can this game be used? A lot of people would say for the first game you're going to play Hanley, and I'm sure over in Roanoke they're saying first game you're going to play them. But it does give you, I mean, as a coach, both
sure,
coached a long time, that's the positive out of it. You know it's a really good opponent that's going to play physical, and they're going to show you the things you need to work on.
Right, exactly.
For both sides.
Yeah, and there's going to be no doubt when the coaches go in early Saturday morning and they'll start breaking that film down from what happens tomorrow night. And it's going to be, I mean, it's right there. It's on film. You know, the old coaching axiom, you know, the big eye in the sky, don't tell no lie. And it'll be right there. You can see it and the mistakes that were made, maybe why they made them, some things that Hanley, you know, does that gives us problems. And as we prepare for week two, you know, it shows you the things that, you know, that you'll need to work on because, you know, your next opponent's going to have that same film. And they're going to, you know, if they see a weaker area, they're going to do something, try to exploit it there too. So it's a great game to, that, you know, it's going to reveal a lot to you because there's some question marks here and there, you know, for both teams. And a lot of those question marks will be answered after tomorrow night.
Well, the thing about this game, Rusty, there's going to be a lot of questions answered for each coach because coming in tomorrow night, Hanley is starting three seniors on their offense, two on their defense. And when you look at Clay Central, only three seniors start on their defense. So there's going to be a lot of questions answered for both coaches regarding personnel. And, you know, they're probably going to try to work some other people in some spots to get them on film and this type thing. And, you know, I look for each coach to play as many people as they possibly can to get a look at them and see what they need to evaluate going into Monday's practice. But a lot of young guys will be out there on both sides tomorrow night. And another footnote on this game, Coach Aaron, that I stumbled on, and Rusty, this game is at Wright Field tomorrow night. And Hanley has won 15 consecutive games at Wright Field. So we have a chance to break that winning streak.
Does that mean we were the last one to beat them there?
Yeah. I think so.
I think we would have been the last one to beat them there.
They've won 15 consecutive, and I suppose that includes playoff games.
Possibly. That doing the math, that's probably.
It may be about right. Yeah.
Because we were playing a mid-year that year.
Back then, yeah. Yeah.
So that would probably be the case. Not sure about that, but just kind of speaking out loud. We're talking just real quick as we continue to talk about Hanley. What do you guys think will be the keys tomorrow night for the Volunteers to come out victorious? Obviously, we talk about working and preparing, but this is still not a fall jamboree like last week. You're playing to win this football game. It counts on the record, and it matters. So what do you guys think is the key tomorrow
night? I think a big key is, you know, their quickness on their defensive line. They're just like us. They're going to try to do some things to create some big things defensively, and we can't turn the ball over. And particularly inside the 50, because if we do that, we're going to be asking for big trouble. And we've got to protect the football.
And then, you know, we've got a, as Coach Wayne's mentioned, the Hanley defense and that type of thing. They're going to be in that 3-4 front, very similar to what we see that we run ourselves, the Volunteers, kind of a 50 look at times. And if you study what little film you get from the Jamboree, but you know it with the Hanley team and Coach Strain, their defensive linemen, they're going to play low. They seem to do a lot of slanting. They're not as big, similar to Central. You know, the size is not there that they've had at times. They're going to do a lot of moving up there, moving around, slanting on different plays. And our, you know, along our athletic line, I mean, our offensive line, you know, we're going to have to be anticipating that. We're going to have to anticipate some late movements along the line. Some shifts on the front, and be ready for, you know, to stay low. Our offensive linemen, we need to make it physical. We've got to be physical. Expect them to be physical. We need to see improved footwork tomorrow night, especially in our first two steps, because of all the movement and slanting that they do on their defensive front. We've got to keep our pad level low. You know, it's easy for linemen to have that low pad level, working that hip, you know, the first few plays of the game. But as you go along, you start getting a little tired. You want to be up. You want to play higher. You got to have that discipline and, you know, and make yourself stay down. We've got to fit well on when we get to the linebackers, to the second level. We need to fit in correctly. We need to fit well on pulls, that type thing. And you know, again, it's that way in most games. You know, those fronts for both sides are going to be challenged in ways tomorrow night, and a lot of new faces in new places. And, you know, if those guys can do what they need to do then it gives your skilled people a chance, even better chance, to be successful with what they're doing behind them.
And then another factor, Rusty, is with their speed, we've got to stay away from allowing big plays, explosive plays. And, you know, I know we gave up one last week on a deep post route. It wasn't against our starters, but I think Hanley will look at that and say, you know, we can beat them right here on there. So we've got to not give up big plays is another factor.
Well, if you look at it, we talk about size, and we are undersized, especially on our defensive front than what we'll play normally, but not this week. Hanley averages about 220 on the offensive line. Just roughly, not exactly doing that, but it's about 220 that they're going to average. Well, we're at 240, 210, and 205 on the defensive front, so pretty even matchup there up front. If you look at the other side of the ball, they're down three linemen, their front three, I should say. They're averaging about 210 up front on their defensive front with their three linemen. Our offensive line's pretty good size. I mean, we're averaging. I hadn't done the math, but, you know, we've got Cole Rice at 215. But other than that, John David Owens, 240. Chance Hams, 295. Noah Peterson, 285. And Dewey Brown, that's not right on Dewey Brown, by the way. I think I mistyped that. I wish Dewey was that big, but I don't think he is. I think Dewey's more 245.
He'd be stumpy at 5'11", 275.
Yeah, but anyway, we're a little bit larger than they are up front, so it'll be interesting to see how that works out tomorrow night.
And then they've got a 6'4 quarterback that weighs 210, Cordain Patterson. We're going to have to do a good job containing him. We're going to have to make him uncomfortable with some pressure off the corners like we did last week against Southside.
Well, I tell you, that's one thing when I watch film. I know y'all watch some film, but when you watch Cordain and you look out there, he is literally as big or bigger than his offensive lineman. And, you know, he can move. He's a big guy that can move. But a key player for them offensive and defensively to me a lot of times, especially when they get in like the eye, is Ben Pike, number nine. He's a key player. He plays inside linebacker, and he also plays like an H. They'll line him up at fullback in the eye. He's a key player that seems to take you to the football. If he's in the game on offense, you can pretty much key that he's leading you to the football because he's that good of a blocker.
He's one of those old-fashioned standard high school football players. You know, at 5'11", 215, and just tough as nails.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break and move into our last segment where we'll look at our schedule, who they're playing, who they're playing against for tomorrow night. And then also we'll look at the 5A Top 10, preseason 5A Top 10. So you'll want to stick around right here on Football Fiesta live from Monte Alban, number 2 on Ashland Square.
Classic Country 90.9 and the Radio Alabama Foundation is supported by our listeners and by Hill Auto Sales in Lineville.
For 10 years, Hill Auto Sales has been a part of this community. Our goal is simple, to provide the people of this area with local options for cars, trucks, and SUVs. In doing that, we want to offer personal service with folks you can trust. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville, and we're now open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Our website is buyfromhill.com, and our phone number is 256-396-1100.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Honey's Cafe at 60 Park South in Lineville is proud to sponsor local radio with the Radio Alabama Foundation. Open Sunday through Friday, 10:30 till 2. Honey's specializes in real country cooking, featuring a choice of three meats, fresh veggies, and cornbread or roll topped off with dessert. Honey's Cafe combines years of cooking experience in every meal. A meeting room is available for large groups. Phone 256-396-9101. The Honey's Cafe in Lineville.
The Clay Central Sports Network relies on sponsors like Farmhouse & Company. Nestled in the heart of Lineville, Farmhouse features an extensive menu that satisfies even the pickiest eater. Appetizers include new options, crazy corn riblets, fried cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts.
The full menu is available on the website at farmhousefeedsyou.com. The phone number is 256-396-3050. Farmhouse and Company is open Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. DoorDash is available.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9 and the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We have a extra special guest in here with us for a couple of minutes, Mr. Lee Perryman.
Thank you. You know, my cat, my sister, and many of my employees think I've moved to Clay County.
Well, we appreciate everything you've done.
But I like it here. It's amazing.
Well, we'll allow you to move here. It'll be fine if you would like to. But just real quick, it is, we're grateful to have you here, grateful to be working with you in this way, but seeing how you support local schools, not just ours, but many schools, as you guys have our crew of Radio Alabama will be doing 7 high school football games tomorrow night. Is that correct?
Yep.
So it's not just here in Clay County that you support, but down in Talladega County and Lee County, and you have 7 different schools. We mentioned those the other day that you do, but again, I want to thank you. And just how is it coming in here? I know you're just trying to work all the kinks out and stay busy right now as we're just getting up and going just a little over. I guess we're still yet to be a month. Just right at a month. But how's it going? How are
you
enjoying it?
I'm a perfectionist and want to make sure everything is perfect. And it's been really easy here to make everything perfect. It was a challenge to get it started. But this is just such an amazing place. The people are amazing. And you know, I started off in radio when I was 11 years old. When I was 15 years old, they had to hire me to make me go home. And it's always been in my blood. And it's not just about being a showman and being on the radio and things like that. I enjoy finding ways to make a difference. And in the Sylacauga area especially, we've found ways to make kids be more careful and be more interested in what people think of them because we shine so many spotlights on them. And it makes them develop better. It makes them be more competitive. It makes them appreciate the recognition, which again makes them work harder. And all of this ultimately is focused on trying to create a better, more competitive, more encouraging environment. And high school sports is the only local radio that's left. Everything else is just something else. So we're really excited to be working with so many people in Clay County who are so experienced in sports. I keep joking probably too much that when I'm in a room with all you guys, I'm in a room with almost 300 years of coaching experience, and that's very special. It doesn't exist everywhere else.
Well, Mr. Perryman, you'll never realize how much we appreciate what you've done and what you're doing, and we're so grateful that you came in and bought this radio station and put us back on the air. I mean, we're so grateful for it.
Thank you. And I have to give a lot of credit to First Bank of Alabama. They made it happen. When bad things happened and they needed to try to figure it out, fortunately they called me first because they knew I might be able to help fix it. And that phone call was very, very, very important. So, again, we're proud to be here and look forward to finding ways to make a difference.
Well, you're definitely making a difference already, and we look forward to making a difference with you as we move forward right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Well, don't leave me, okay?
There is no plans to do that. Okay. We are very excited about exactly where we're at and what we're doing, and you're giving us the opportunity to do what we love, and that's why we're so excited.
And thank you for the opportunity to work with you all. Go Vols.
Well, we can't wait for you to meet everybody from Clay County because you probably take it for granted, but as everybody comes in here and we're speaking to them, and you've got to speak to some in here tonight, but there's a lot more for you to meet, and we plan on introducing you to every one of them.
Well, I'll bring my Sharpie. We can sign autographs.
Absolutely.
Hey, I rolled in here 50 years ago on the coaching trail and never left, so maybe you'll do the same.
Well, I could buy a big farm and just move here.
Absolutely. What we're going to do, are you done, Mr. Perryman? You good?
You tell me. I work for you.
No, that's not exactly how it works. That's odd.
I think Chris wants the headset back.
We're going to take a real quick break, and we'll swap over and come back and close out this our last segment here on Football Fiesta Live from Monte Alba number 2.
Are you dreaming of starting a new business? Discover the opportunities waiting for you at the Clay County Economic Development Center. Located on Highway 77 in Ashland, across from the Coffee Bean, the newly renovated facility has resources you need to get your business started on the right foot. Whether you need help with financing, building a business plan, or need temporary office space, the Economic Development Center is here to turn your vision into a success. Stop by the Economic Development Center during business hours or visit online at ClayCountyEconomicDC.org.
Clay County is more than country roads, sunsets on the lake, and scenic views of Mount Cheehaw. It's the perfect place to expand your business. With a business-friendly climate, affordable real estate, and supportive local community, your entrepreneurial dreams can become a reality right here. Enjoy a charming local market and quality of life that's second to none in Clay County, Alabama. Visit the Clay County Economic Development Center in Ashland or online at claycountyeconomicdc.org and start your business journey today.
Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is a proud supporter of Classic Country 90.9. Convenience is the name of their game, whether you're in need of gas, fishing gear, or just a hot meal. Sassy's has live bait and options to replenish your tackle box. Sassy's has non-ethanol gas, as well as off-road diesel. Open Monday through Friday, 5 to 8 p.m., and Saturday, 7 until 7. Sassy's also has breakfast to start your day, plus pizza, wings, and even grilled chicken salads. Sassy's Convenience Store, downtown Lineville. Excited to be a part of Classic Country 90.9.
Your Backdoor Feed Store in Ashland is helping little farmhands survive with all kinds of new boots for the new school year. And for mom and dad, they have feed for farm animals and farming supplies. Your Backdoor Feed Store, right off Ashland Square by Piggly Wiggly. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to 12 on Saturdays. Your Backdoor Feed Store.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9 in the Southern Union State Community College Sports Network, Clay Central Sports Network. We are glad to be here and glad to be bringing you Football Fiesta again. Coach Heron back in here with us as he's given up his headset a couple of times. All right, man. Now, Mr. Perryman said we didn't have to finish right at 7, but we're going to do our best. We're going to try to be consistent. So we got about 9 minutes. But let's look at the Volunteers' future schedule and who they're playing tomorrow night, as we always like to do that. And I'm just going to read down through it if it's okay, and then if you guys got any take on it, we'll jump in there, and then we'll let you guys take over with the top 10. Obviously, we're playing at Hanley tomorrow night. Ben Russell will be taking on Opa-locka. That should be an interesting matchup. What y'all think about that one?
That game at Benjamin Russell, and that's an old rivalry. That game goes back many, many years. They played a long time, just not far from separating those guys on 280. And again, that's one of those games. You know, you start the year out like that, you're going to answer some questions about yourself.
Valley at Glenwood. Glenwood's a school that just come in the Alabama High School Athletic Association, correct?
This will be their first game ever in the AHSAA.
And we're going to see them around the area some, because they came in. They're going to be in 3A. They're in the region with Randolph County, with B.B. Comer. Some of our teams that, you know, in this area, one of the teams that one of our other Radio Alabama Foundation crews cover, B.B. Comer. So Glenwood, one of those schools that we'll be seeing and hearing a little bit of it for the first time much this year.
And Lee Scott as well.
Exactly.
They're a school that's known to win a lot. Mm-hmm. And what was that, an NAIA or whatever? What did they play?
AISA.
Marbury at Stanhope Elmore. That Marbury, an opponent we've played in the past, but it's been a while, and they'll be at Stanhope. Stanhope still 6A?
I think so. I think they're still in that 6A classification.
Our good friends Jeremy Law and his crew, Silicon will be headed down to Coosa Central.
Right.
Take on the Coosa Central's Cougars, right?
That's it. That's the Cougars of Coosa Central. And that's a school that's it's kind of been interesting over the years, opening up years ago, now well over 20 years ago, as a 5A. And they've just kind of worked their way down to where now they're down there in the 3A classification. They find themselves now being the only public school in Coosa County. But the Coosa Central Cougars, take just a short trip down 280 for the Aggies of Sylacauga down to Coosa Central.
Scottsboro, a new opponent that we'll be traveling up to mid-season. They'll be hosting Fort Payne in what should be a really good game.
Well, Fort Payne is ranked in the 6A.
And we saw their fire truck last couple of days around the square.
We sure did. Fort Payne. They're getting ready for the season.
Yeah.
Elmore County will be at at Dable.
Yeah, Elmore County at Dable.
Yes.
That's where they'll be.
So Elmore County, a team that's really been on the upswing of things for sure over the last couple of seasons.
And that's head coach at Elmore County, Kyle Caldwell. Coach Caldwell, former Dadeville quarterback.
He was.
From in the past. Had a great career there and a good career at West Alabama. And taking his Elmore County Panthers back into Dadeville against his high school alma mater tomorrow night.
Hopeful, a team that almost seems like they've been in our region because we played them a couple of times in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
but they really haven't been. They were back in our region when I played back in Lionville in the 2A days. But the Hopeful and Trinity, Hopeful is normally a playoff caliber type team, and we'll be in our region with them this year. So that should be a pretty good matchup as well.
Mm-hmm.
Beauregard at Wetumpka. Or is that at
Wetumpka? No, it's Beauregard at Wetumpka. Beauregard at Wetumpka.
Okay. Beauregard, that's Wetumpka, obviously a team we played last year, week 10. And Beauregard, a team that really, lineman-wise, was very impressive. That'll be a good matchup to get a feel of what Beauregard has this year, for sure. Wetumpka, obviously, not on our schedule this year.
Right, right. They dropped off after that two-year contract ended, and was one of those situations where that was just a two-year deal, and Coach Horn had to do a little looking around and searching around and was able to fill that 10th game spot with what actually is a pretty interesting matchup in week 10 this season, which will actually be week 9. It's called week 9 because week 10, what's officially known as week 10, will be the Vols open week this year after a 10-game run. What's officially week 0 through week 9. Week 10 will be the Vols off week before they head into the playoffs.
How many people he just confused, Coach? Coach Williams, how many people did he just confuse with that stuff? You're exactly right.
He probably confused all the listeners on that.
Well, tomorrow night is called week zero, and I don't know why. I don't know why.
Why wouldn't it be 1 through 11?
Exactly.
It would be much simpler. People less.
We ought to just go 1 through 11.
I agree 100%, Coach.
Well, Pell City, our tenth game in week nine.
Yes,
is playing.
We don't need to
Pelham.
Promote it that way.
No, we don't. We don't.
It's playing Pelham, and Pell City, an interesting opponent, as you said, another 6A opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when that was put on the schedule, they had a different head coach.
There's
been changes there, but that still looks up. Pell City has been improving. We'll see if that continues under the head coach. Actually was on staff there already.
Yes, he was.
So
Nick
we'll
Gentry, former player for the University of Alabama, as that coaching change happened, moved up and assumed those head coaching duties there at Pell City.
Them and Pelham should be a pretty good matchup.
Two groups of Panthers match it up tomorrow night in Pelham.
Well, let's move into the preseason top 10. Who's got it and who wants to bring it? Whichever one, Coach.
Well, when you look at the top 10, it's basically the same teams, and they're just kind of reshuffled in different spots. And surprisingly, we've got two teams that came up from 4A that are in the top 10 of 5A. That would be Catholic of Montgomery and Andalusia. Andalusia, of course, has been 5A at one time. But let's look at that top 10, and this is preseason. Number one is Moody. And Moody had a real good run last year. They've got 30-some-odd players back from that team.
That was a team that was in the area with Southside last year and actually ended up finishing. They would end up second place. Southside was the winner of that region with Moody last year.
Southside, of course, was much stronger last year than they were this year. But anyway, Moody's number one.
How do you know, Coach? How do you
know? They had 20-something seniors. So
we'll see.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Number two, Ramsey, a school from over in Birmingham.
They're playing tonight.
Playing tonight at Legion Field.
Yeah.
They've been a perennial top 10 school. Gunnersville is number three, and, they've been strong for the last few years as well. Number four is Central Clay. And then number five is the Catholic of Montgomery that we mentioned. Number six is Russellville. Number seven, Andalusia. Andalusia won.
I didn't realize Andalusia had come up in the 5A.
They made the move.
They won the 4A year before last, so they'll be a good football team. And then 8 through 10, you've got Eufaula. You've got one of our opponents sitting at number 9 in Beauregard. And then Demopolis rounds out the top 10. So pretty much the same group of teams, just kind of moved around to different spots.
We're going to pause real quick for station identification and come right back and close out Football Fiesta for the night. So stick around right here as we pause for station identification.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here. Guys, I don't want to cut you off short, but we are going just a little bit over, but I want to get your closing thoughts on the first football fiesta and what tonight's look like and what tomorrow night's going to look like as we get ready to bring you all the action right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Well, it's enjoyable being back. You know, we had a little break from this, but we're proud to be back. We're proud to be, you know, with Classic Country 90.9, Radio Alabama Foundation family, and being able to bring you Football Fiesta each Thursday night, 6 to 7, right here from Monte Albán number 2 on the square in Ashland. And it'll just be a night that it was great. You know, tonight was good, and we expect this night to just continue to grow. We'll be talking with other coaches. We'll have some players coming in, and as this night just grows as we work through the season. And then tomorrow night, you know, I mean, we're right here on the verge of it. Tomorrow's game day in Clay County, and we'll be, you know, many of us will be loading up to make the trip down there, you know, to get our spots in the stands and the bleachers and around. The cheerleaders are ready to do their thing. The band members, they put in their practice. And tomorrow night, everybody gets to do their part of the show and put on their show. And we look forward to being there to you two guys, Rusty Taylor and Coach Wings, bringing us, you know, that action over the Clay Central Sports Network. And, you know, looking for a lot of good things. I know our guys will play with great effort, you know, great intensity. They've had a week to work on some of the mistakes they feel like they made last week. And looking for just, you know, for the performance out of those guys, I know they're going to give it everything they've got. And it should be a fun night to watch a new team as they begin to play together and go on the journey of where they're going to take us and let us go along for the ride this fall.
Coach Williams?
Well, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but next Thursday night we'll be here and we'll look back at the Hanley game, but we're going to be previewing a huge football game next week in Benjamin Russell. So the people listening want to make sure you put that on your calendar to tune in.
And we'll have a...
Sorry about that. That's somebody new running the things, and that's me.
And so, something we'll have next week, Coach Williams, that we didn't have tonight. We'll be awarding a player, outstanding player
that's
of the
right.
week.
And we'll actually have that player and his position coach that's right. in here with us.
Yeah, the Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week will mm-hmm. be awarded next week. Is that you good, Coach?
I'm good.
Well, as we get ready to close here, I just want to, again, thank all of you for joining us. We expect the listening crowd and the crowd here to grow throughout the season. There's a lot of excitement surrounding Central High School of Clay County and the football program with all the returning talent. We're expecting a great season. We're expecting a great season right here on Classic Country 90.9, the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
And, Rusty, you did a great job manning all this new equipment.
Well,
outstanding. I wish I had the clap button. We could give you a clap.
I'm learning clap. As I go, but
that's the only way to do it.
I appreciate all my
good
teachers.
Job.
Jeremy Law last week was really huge. Came back over Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Lee Perryman here tonight, again, walking me back through setup. He had me to do it.
He oversaw
me.
Good job.
Guys, we're excited about what we're going to be able to bring, and not just in football, but in all athletics right here on Classic Country 90.9. We're expecting a great game. We tell you all to plan to go, to make the trip over to Roanoke tomorrow night. And you can listen to us in the stands on your Radio Alabama app. So you'll want to join us because you can hear our take on the game as myself and Coach Williams will be bringing you all the action. We'll come on the pregame show at 6:30 and the kickoff's office at 7. And we'll finish up with a postgame show when you get in the car and head home. You should be able to tune that in and catch us a little bit there on the postgame show. But I'm excited about it for sure. Last week we were able to get our feet wet in a fall jamboree, but we kind of like the football team. We were trying to work the kinks out and look for perfection and improvement tomorrow night, and we hope that's what we bring you right here on Classic Country 90.9. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.
listening to Football Fiesta, presented by Monte Alban No. 2 Mexican Restaurant. Follow the Volunteers all season long on the official home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. On Classic Country 90.9, the Clay Central Sports Network Facebook page, and the Radio Alabama app.